giving you the wrong advice for all the right reasons. Whatever that means. It's another Wise Wednesday with Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Every Wednesday, Mystery Jeff from the Mystery Hour answers your questions. Today's question, perfect. We're talking about stressful drivers. This comes from Kelly in Springfield. She writes, Jeff, I have a serious problem with road rage. These drivers in Springfield really testing my patience. What can I do about my road rage?
Here's why road rage is a problem in Springfield. When you're wanting to turn left, like say you're on Glenstone, you're wanting to turn left, and there's two lanes, you know, and one guy stops for you, like in the lane closest to you, and then they want you to go, but you're like, I can't see that other lane.
Yes.
But then sometimes people go, and that's where you get like a little smash.
That happened to me once. You can't just assume.
Yes, you can't assume. So it's like, I'm not denying you being nice to me.
Yeah.
I am denying my safety. I am denying that this is a smart move for me to do. The problem with road rage is that you can't communicate very well, right?
Just a lot of hand waving.
Yeah, hand gestures, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so the key to avoiding road rage is to sit on your hands while you drive.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So you're not tempted to use your hands. So it makes sense. Drive with your knees.
But then how are you going to press the pedals?
So you still press with your feet, but then you have this thing that kind of grasps. It's like little hands that are on your knees and they grasp the wheel and then you can sit on your hands.
Oh,
and then everyone's safer. So don't text and drive, but use your knees to drive, America.
Wise Wednesday with Mystery Jeff. Submit your question under the Mornings tab at the homepage of 92.9thebeat.com.